This is regional news coverage from the KBI newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Rockbridge High School's new auxiliary gym was dedicated last night. It's one part of the $120 million bond issue approved by voters in 2010. Additions include new wrestling, weight, locker, training, and office rooms. The project cost $4.1 million. Columbia Public Schools Superintendent Chris Belcher says the new space is an overdue and necessary expansion to Rockbridge.
We're one of the largest high schools in Missouri already, and the only one I know of with just one gym. So it was always a stretch to be able to get all the different activities that needed the space for the gymnasium.
Belcher says next year, Rockbridge will need two viable gyms to maintain a comprehensive high school model, meaning the high school will now add ninth grade classes and athletics to its curriculum. Belcher says with the influx of more students, Rockbridge will need the space. Many other projects that were part of the 2010 bond issue are already underway or completed. This includes the construction of a new elementary school and gym at Hickman High School. New legislation in the Missouri House has at least one lawmaker saying it could send her to prison. As Marshall Griffin tells us, a bill has been filed that would make it a Class D felony for lawmakers to propose gun control legislation.
The sponsor, Republican Mike Lira of St. Louis County, says he doesn't expect his bill to pass and that he's just sending a message that the Missouri House will, quote, stand in defense of the people's constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Democrat Stacey Newman, also of St. Louis County, says the bill makes Missouri a laughingstock.
Things like this, they also put an emphasis on Missouri in terms of we're the comical state. We're the state that doesn't take our legislation and our process seriously. We've seen several of our legislation on, you know, comedy shows like The Daily Show.
Newman is sponsoring legislation that would require background checks for customers at gun shows, which she says would make her a felon under Lira's bill. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri first graders could see an addition to their curriculum under a bill given first-round approval in the Missouri Senate. The measure endorsed yesterday would give school districts the option to teach a National Rifle Association-sponsored gun safety program to students in first grade. It would also allow schools to implement a training program for teachers and other personnel on responding to intruders. The bill, sponsored by Republican Senator Dan Brown of Rolla, originally would have required schools to adopt both programs, but opposition from Democratic senators caused Brown to make the training and gun safety course optional. The measure needs one more affirmative vote before moving to the House. U.S. Senator Roy Blunt visited the MU campus yesterday. As KBIA's Olga Krustalova tells us, he spoke about the importance of research and his views on sequestration.
Jobs not cuts!
People holding banners and chanting outside MU's International Institute of Nano and Molecular Medicine have nothing against advanced science or technology. They have gathered here to protest against sequestration and the cuts to federal programs it would cause. They're waiting for Senator Blunt, who sees sequestration as the best solution to the current financial situation. Robin Acree is the director of grassroots organizing in Colombia.
We'll be facing these cuts, and it's going to hurt students, it's going to hurt Head Start, it's going to hurt education, it's going to hurt air traffic controllers. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Inside the Institute, Senator Blunt honored the achievements of the Institute's director, Frederick Hawthorne, who received the National Medal for Science earlier this month. Blunt took a tour around labs and research facilities and talked to the staff about their research projects. But the heated issue of sequestration that President Obama called a meat cleaver couldn't be left unnoticed. Blunt says he is optimistic about the government passing a budget for the first time in 4 years.
The only way to change sequestration, in my view, is for the president to propose other spending cuts or to accept other spending cuts. I think the sequestered amount of money will be withheld, and I think it starts March 1.
According to organization United for Medical Research, sequestration will affect National Institutes of Health, and as a result, funding for research in Missouri. The estimate is sequestration will cost the state almost $24 million and 370 jobs in medical research field. Olga Krustalova, KBIA News.
Authorities say 14 people were injured in a massive gas explosion in an upscale Kansas City shopping district. Kansas City Manager Troy Schulte says investigators are still trying to determine the full cause of yesterday's explosion, which destroyed JJ's restaurant. Schulte says they do know there was a gas leak followed by an explosion. MU's non-tenure-track faculty are lobbying for improved representation within the university. A proposed change to the collected rules and regulations would give voting privileges to non-tenure-track professors. Enrollment at MU approached 35,000 as of last fall. growth that drives demand for more instructors. But fewer professors are on the tenure track, which means the tenured to non-tenured ratio is changing. Nicole Monnier is one of four non-tenure track representatives on the faculty council. She says she understands tenured faculty's concerns that the rise of non-tenured faculty feels threatening, but
I would say to that, well, that doesn't mean you should discriminate against us when we are fulfilling faculty roles.
The measure to extend voting rights to the non-tenure track was discussed at a faculty forum yesterday afternoon. Opposition to the measure was delivered mostly by proxy. Among the concerns about extending the vote, dilution of tenured faculty's representation, susceptibility to pressure from the administration, and a different understanding of the university's mission among non-tenured professors. If the rule changes are adopted, they would apply to only ranking non-tenure track faculty, not to adjunct or part-time faculty or to coaches. Non-tenure track faculty would not vote on any matters relating to tenure. The proposal is scheduled for a vote of the full tenured faculty in the first week of March. If it passes, it will go to the Board of Curators in mid-April. Missouri legislators are cutting their week short because of concerns about a winter storm. The House and Senate usually meet from Monday until midday Thursday each week, but the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch from late today through tomorrow for most of Missouri. The forecast calls for a mixture of ice and snow, depending on the location. The Senate now plans to quit for the week around noon today to allow time for lawmakers to drive home before the winter storm arrives. The House also is giving members a chance to leave early. It plans only a technical session tomorrow in which no bills will be debated. Mayor Bob McDavid has asked Columbia City Council members to consider using $500,000 in surplus funds for the renovation of the Blind Boone home. The house has sat empty at 10 North 4th Street since the city purchased it in 2000. Councilmember Gary Kespol says the inside of the house needs to be completely renovated. He says the city plans to use the house as a museum and a community space with government offices on the second floor. Kespol says the city can use the surplus for this project because the general fund reserves have already been set aside.
Adding more money to the general fund, I mean, it's okay to do, but we're already above our guidelines, so you know, if we need roads that need to be fixed, or sidewalks that need to be repaired, or whatever it is, we probably ought to do that.
Under the current proposal, the remaining $1.4 million of the surplus would go toward maintaining Columbia's roads. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Edston.